Out of the Woods by Lynn Gardner, read by Phillida Nash. Prologue. The little musical pipe rested almost hidden in the sand at the bottom of the sea. The pipe had been there for nearly a year, and gradually, day by day, centimetre by centimetre, it was being swallowed by the seabed. In a day or two, it would be completely covered by sand, never to rise again. But the tip could still just be glimpsed, a little glint of magic in the sand, and if there had been anybody there to see it, other than a shoal of tiny iridescent fish, they would have noticed that the tip was glowing and vibrating, as if the pipe was trying to speak or sing. Up above, the little fishing boat bobbed its way across the sparkling sea towards Piper's Port. The waves danced around the small vessel as if they were welcoming it back. The boat had been away from Piper's Port for not quite a year, and the fishermen were eager to get home. The skipper, an affable man whose skin was all salt and leather after 40 years of seafaring, turned the wheel towards home, and as he did so, he heard the most beautiful song inside his head, and was overcome by a sudden, inexplicable urge to make one last catch before they reached dry land. Well, why not? He thought to himself. The fishermen would all be happy to return home with a basket of fish so fresh it tasted of the waves. Down on the seabed, the pipe vibrated, and its song grew louder and more insistent. Lower the nets, he ordered. The fishermen looked surprised by this unexpected command so close to home. A thin, beautiful boy with freckles and the most astonishing emerald eyes ran to do his bidding. You all right, Kit?